We're in Siman Chav Zayin, Sif Dalet. The topic of Chatzitzas. So here we have to give a little background. This is Gemara in Erchin, Daf Gimel Amibayis, which says as follows. Kohanim do not wear tefillin shel yad. Why? Gemara continues, because the Pasuk says, Yilbash al Bisaro, referring to the big day kuhuna, and therefore the big day kuhuna have to be al Bisaro, shelo yehei chotzetz beino labasar. There can't be any separation, any hefsek, any chatzitza between the big day kuhuna and his arm, and his body. So if he's going to put tefillin on his arm, it's going to separate between the big day kuhuna and the arm. Okay, now the Gemara, I didn't write it down, but the Gemara goes on to talk about the Shel Rosh and says, no, even the Kohen Gadol had room between his mitznefet and the tzitz to put the tefillin Shel Rosh. Okay, but you see, the Kohen did not wear tefillin Shel Yad. So, this is my understanding of the sugya. So, they couldn't wear the tefillin on the arm because it's separating between the tefillin and the Big Day Kohuna. Why couldn't they wear the tefillin on top of the Big Day Kohuna? On top of the sleeve of the Big Day Kohuna? That sounds ridiculous. But there's two reasons brought down in the Rishonim that I saw why he can't wear the tefillin. I don't spell it out like this, but this is what I think they're saying. Why can't you wear the tefillin on top of the arm of the Big Day Kohuna? So Rashi, Tosus, the Ran, and the Rajba, this is the minority opinion, say, you know why? Because I misquoted something yesterday. We spoke about the pasuk shatam laos al yadecha, but there's another pasuk v'haya lecha laos. That's the pasuk v'haya lecha laos, not in Shema, not in Vayim Shema, one of the other two parshios. And Chazal darshin lecha v'lo la'acherim. We had that yesterday. That the tefillin shel yad, we'll discuss this in a minute. Not that it has to be covered, but it's in a private place. That's one of the three reasons that we know it's not on the palm of your hand, because that's public. That's for all to see. It's on a more private part of the arm, which is lecha. It's only for me. It's not a part of my body that I am flaunting. Okay. So Rashi, Tosis, and the Ran say he can't wear the tefillin on top of the Big Day Kohuna because then it's going to be exposed. And it says, lecha le'os, v'lo lacher le'os. Which is not the reason that I would give if I was Rashi and I was Tosis and I was the Ran. Now, so why can't the Kohen put the Big Day Kohuna, then put the tefillin, and then put some baggage on top to cover it? Well, because the Big Day Kohuna are limited. Kohen can't just put on extra begadim. Fine. Now, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, Chavdal and Amabez, that says, a person who has tefillin on the palm of his hand, that's apikorsis, doesn't believe it in Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Takes the Torah literally. It's Tzdukim, like Harod. Then the same Mishnah continues, if you put the tefillin on top of your sleeve, hareze derech hachitzonim. That's derech hachitzonim. That's like an outsider. What does that mean? Rashi explains, chutz midas chachamim. That's not das chachamim to wear your tefillin like that. Deba'in l'cha l'os v'lo la'acherim. Okay, it's only for you and not for others, and therefore it can't be on the outside. And the tefillin must be worn on the inside. Okay? But you see that they don't make any mention of the chatzitza. The Rosh wants to compare, just like we have, the Torah says, Yilbash al Bisaro by Big Day Kohuna, Shelo Yehi Davar Chotzetz, Beino Lebein Basar, you can't have any separation between the Big Day Kohuna and your body. So he wants to say the same things by the tefillin. Shema mina tefillin nami abisra manach lehu, below chatzitza. Ukshatam os al yadecha, okay, we define as this part of the arm, the bicep, but there can't be any separation, no hefsik. Beinecha is up here, we're gonna learn about that next week. No separation. Okay, so the Rosh says the simple answer that we would all say is you can't have a separation between the tefillin and your body, and your arm and your head. Yet, Rashi, Tosus, Ran, Rashba all say by the tefillin shel yad, the Kohen didn't wear it because it's
not private.
Because you're missing the Bayal Lachalos Vlo Lacherim. He can't wear it under the Big Day Kohuna, and he can't wear it on top of the Big Day Kohuna, so he doesn't wear it at all. So, what's the difference between these two reasons? So, there's two very obvious differences. One is, what about the Shel Rosh? It would seem, according to Rashi and Tosfos Ran, that the whole thing is l'chalos. That's only by the shel yad. By the shel rosh, it's the opposite. There's a mitzvah of the shel rosh. The pasuk of Ra'u kol amei haaretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yirumi mecha. There's a mitzvah to show off the shel rosh. It's our pride. It's what instills awe in the nations of the world. We're Jewish. We have our tefillin shel rosh. So the Rashba spells this out. The Ran quotes the Rashba over there, Megillah, and he says, the whole business of Lecha, the whole problem, there's no problem with Chatzitza by Tefillin, there's a problem that you're wearing on the outside. It's Lecha, not Lacherim. That's limited to the Shel Yad. But the Shel Rosh, if a person had a reason to do it, he could wear it on top of his yarmulke, right on top of the yarmulke.
The Rashba spells that out.
The Ran quotes the Rashba saying that. Oh. So when you do a little bit more homework, the Rashba doesn't exactly say that, because there are quotes on the Rashba where he suggests it as a possibility. He doesn't paskin that way 100%. And for sure, Rashi and Tosis don't take what they say to the next shlav, the next step. But it's the Ran quotes the Rashba taking him amish to the next step, that there's no problem of putting a tefillin on top of your yarmulke. There's no chatzitza problem. The problem is l'chala os lo lacherim, that's limited to shel yad, not shel rosh. And the Magen Avraham also brings that, it sort of comes up in the Mishnah Berurah. Also, another nafkamina would be, you know, okay, a Kohen Gadol, he can't add begadim. So you can't put your tefillin on top and then have it exposed. And you can't cover it because you can't add begadim. But we're allowed to add begadim. So maybe I could put my tefillin on top of a sleeve and then just cover it. And the other issue that comes up, I don't know if it's exactly related to this, is, do you have to have your tefillin shel yad covered or not? Okay. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the Rashba. Again, even though it's Rashi and Tosis and Ran, but or the Ran brings it, quotes the Rashba. The Rashi and Tosis don't take it to the next step. It's only that Rashba and the Ran b'shem ha-Rashba. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Lo yehi davar chotzet ben tefillin lebesaro lo shna shel yad lo shna shel rosh. Sif dalit. Right? You can't have any chatzitza between your basar, between your, doesn't matter if it's a shel yad or shel rosh, there's no separation between the tefillin and your body. Going straight with the rosh. There's a din of chatzitza by tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yudalit points out, afilu chatzitza kolduhu, even though you learn Hilchos Nida and you learn Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and there's all sorts of rules and regulations with the chatzitza, if it's a majority or a minority of that part of the body, and are you makbid and you're not makbid, here they say that those rules don't apply, that's a special halacha Moshe Messina, not relevant over here, there can't be any chatzitza whatsoever. Let's continue with the Ramah. Then the Ramah says, hold on, wait. Osif Katan Tesvav. Mishnah Berurah Katan Tesvav is not so popular. So, Mishnah Berurah Katan Tesvav. Kasab Sefer Masa Shekel. V'ra Alai HaMaisa. I find it very, very bad. Osin HaNashin Shemegadlin Bloros, Bloros, how do you pronounce it? Bloros Sehen. Okay, the people who grow the chup, you grow a lot of hair in the front. I'm in Mishnah Berurah Katan Tesvav. So he talks about the chup in the front, growing hair long in the front. Milvaku derech shachatz v'gaiva. Thinks b'chal, it's not the way a ben Torah should walk around. Ayim hashakosu b'yardei, asim kuf ayin. That should say kuf ayin ches. Yesh bo isa b'anochas tefillin. Dekem v'digdol in harbei. Lekelameiru v'hayne revisayu v'chotis in ayin sham. So he says that, you know, hair, you don't have to shave your head like the Hasidim. A little bit of hair is regular. But once you're overgrown in a serious way, you grow this big fat chup in the front. So the Mishnah says that bringing the Masa Shekel, that's a problem of a Chatzitza and the Tefillin. Also makes it much more difficult to keep the tefillin in the proper place. And therefore, to have extra long hair in the front is something that is strongly discouraged. Okay, now here the Ramah points out. So again, the Mechaber Sif Dalid told us that there's a chatzitza. You can't have any chatzitza between your both in Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, no chatzitza at all. Hagah, note says Ramah, v'dafka b'tfilin. That's only by the tfilin, the batim themselves, of al b'ritzuos, ain't lakbid. When it comes to the tfilin straps, there, you don't have to worry. Now, if you think about the tfilin, there's two different types of tfilin straps. That means, there's the part of, let's talk about the Shel Yad. There's the part, there's the strap that literally holds the bias to your arm. Mm-hmm. And then there's the rest of the krichot that you wrap, the seven times that you wrap around your arm and the rest of it. So we can understand that there would be a difference, because this is mamish holding the tefillah in place, and there's a minhag to wrap around seven times. By the shel rosh, you don't really have that, because the entire ritua holds the shel rosh in place, is part of the kshira. And what you know, obviously what hangs down doesn't have to touch the body. Okay. So not 100% clear to me what the Ramah is referring to. But the Mishabura here, Sifkat and Tez Zayin, he spells out this chilik from the Achronim. Mishabura Sifkat and Tez Zayin, Ain Lahakmi. Don't worry about the tefillin straps. There's no chatzitza problem by straps. The Achronim kasuv de Ain Lahakel Rag Bomakom HaKrichos. You should only be makel by the krichos that you wrap seven times around your arm. Avamash Shayach LaKshira, but the part of the Ritzua that's literally holding the Shel Yad to your arm, or the shel rosh to your head, yesh lahachmer af beretzuos. So you have to be machmer even by retzuos. There should be no chatzitza. Bein b'shel yad, bein b'shel rosh. Whether it's a shel yad or a shel rosh. The kosvu tochachas magula al manichin tefillin agabe peh nachris. So what about a person who has a toupee? What's a toupee? Just a regular wig you take on and off? Okay. So what's it called when a person has hair literally like sewn to his head or like plugs? It's sort of permanent. Oh, no. So if the hair is mamish sewn in or whatever they do, glued in, I don't know, to the head and it doesn't come off, so then that's not a chatzitza. But a toupee that comes on and off like a shetel, so that's a very, very big problem. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has an etzah. He says such a person should put the tefillin shel rosh on at home without the toupee. Make a bracha, put it on at home, and then in shul, come to shul, put it on top of the toupee, and don't make a bracha. Wow. Now, the bracha on the shel rosh anyway is like, you know, controversial. The Sfaradim never make a bracha on shel rosh. Mm-hmm. Only make a bracha on shel yad. So that's how Rav Moshe recommends. I believe that's what Rav Moshe says, and I believe it's in the Dir Shu Mishabura. I think that's what he says. Right. Right. Right, we have to fit that into Hilchot Tzitzis when we learn about Kavod Abrius. But it's not a Daraisa, it's a Darabana. To wear the tefillin during davening. Okay,
yeah,
to wear the tefillin at home, he's wearing the tefillin at home.
We usually say that you're supposed to be mevater for the Tzibo.
Right, so you should put it at home, say Shema. They do say.
Maybe you should also daven. You should also daven Shema Ezra
with tefillin. Right. You say at one point and daven with tefillin on and to daven with Tzibo.
Yaniach tefillin shorosh below bracha, ukushayoba lebeso yasir at apayava, yaniach tefillin bebracha. In the Dershim Mishabra quote from the Igles Moshe.
He doesn't say where you should daven.
Hey, davening a shul. He's davening a shul.
The Zachor, we say that we paskin that you should mevater and fill it with Tzibo to wear tefillin. If you got any kind of shul and you're going to borrow your friend's tefillin or whatever, you don't have tefillin.
It's better so to daven yechidus with tefillin than betzibo without tefillin. So you're saying according to that, then we should just daven at home every day.
Daven at home, this guy.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah, right, I guess Rav Moshe didn't agree with that.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, okay. No, he's not telling him to daven at home.
Oh, we have to see inside.
Right, we have to see inside. Okay, continuing. Mikom Akom. I'm in the middle of Sifkat and Tesai. Mikom Akom. Mashmu Dibri Amagir Avram Bachai Adam. Okay, so what do we say? We differentiate between the Ramah just says there's only a problem with the batim, not the ritzuos. Maybe he means all the ritzuos. It's not so clear to me. I tried to look into it. I was not successful. But the Mishabur brings down the Achronim that there's two types of ritzuos. The ritzuos, the hold, the bias to your body, that you should be makbid, that there's no chatzitza. And the ritzuos that are just a minug that you wrap around your arm, that is okay. Mikom Makom continues Mishabur Sifkat and Tezayim. Mashem Vidir Magadam Rechai Adam, Dimesh Lo Maka Barosho. V'rak b'makom sharutzuos munochim v'lo b'makom haketzitza. The ketzitza is the bias itself. Let's say he has a problem with his head. He has some sort of injury and he has a bandage on his head. But where the bias goes does not have the bandage. But on the sides and or the back does have a problem. Mutulo laniach ritzuos agabe smart tutin. He can put the ritzuos on top of the bandage, alamaka, agabe kova dak, some sort of thin hat, ulavarech. He can even make a bracha. As long as the bias itself is in the proper place and not on top of the bandage. Af agab sheish chatzitza bein haritzuos. Kevin de bemokum haketzitza, ein chatzitza. It's okay. And then he's going to say the same thing about the shelya. Bechem shelya, miesh lo maka, fil bemokum hekev, Hakeshesh, Sasaviv, Yadu, Mutulo, Laniach, Hekef Hakesher Agabe Smartutin Ulavarch Ach Bazet Yisrael Lachasus Milamalak Vishis Kain Lachala Oz Volacherim Oz. Very interesting. Here the Mishnah Berurah says if you're putting it on, you should make sure to cover your shel yad. We'll get back to that in a minute. Okay, so again, if the Bishas Adchak, as long as the bias is on your body, the fact that it's tied to your body in a place where there's a bandage of some sort, it's okay, and you can make a bracha. If, and the regular mitzvahs, which regular wraparounds are not so important. If the bias itself is on top of a place where there's a bandage, so then already you have a problem and you can't make a bracha. Now what about wearing a watch? So there are those that say, there's a Prima Garden that says that even the Krichos, it's still better not to have a Chatzitza and to take off the watch. Other Poskim say, you know, it's not necessary and it's not such a big deal. So, there's different ways of looking at that. Everyone agrees it's not a big deal. Just the question is it, you know...
Better not to or not?
I guess so. Is it better not to?
Tavol Abraham.
Okay, Sif Hei is a continuation of Sif Dalet. Adam Shu Alul Lenizilot, a person who has a problem with Nizilot coming out of his head, something is oozing out of his head. He has a head injury. The im yitzarach laniach tefillah shalrosh, if he's going to have to put on his tefillin shalrosh al besaro, straight on his head without the bandage, lo yenichim klal, he's not going to do it just because it's too painful. So, yesh lahatir lo laniach tefillah shalrosh al hakova dak hasamoch larosh v'yichase mipnei haroim. So, it's funny. It sounds like, you know, you can wear a bandage. He has a bandage on his head, even where the shalrosh is going to be. So put on the tefillin. But that's not what he's saying, because his other choice is not doing it at all. So, what's the Mechaber saying over here? Mechaber is saying, since he has two choices, don't do it at all, or do it this way. So, it's better to do it this way, because according to the Rashba, the Ran's Rashba, it's okay. So, better that way than to not do it at all. Obviously, if he can somehow get it on his head mamish without killing himself, so that would be, that's obviously the best option. Mishmur Sifkotin Yud Zayin. Perish. Yesh lo machol b'mechosh b'rosho. Is a problem with his head. V'migala rosho. If he's going to take off the bandage, yazik lo akrirut. It's going to be cold and it's going to hurt the wound. Kemeshu onus yochol lismachal harashba. Since he's an ones, he can rely on the Rashba, the Sfilei, the Ein Chshash b'chatzitza, that there's no problem of chatzitza by the Shel Rosh. V'lo never Beni Necha el l'sayim lehem makom. Beni Necha teaches you the place where the Shel Rosh is supposed to go. Of course, we don't do it literally, Beni Necha. But it's not coming to tell me that there can't be chatzitza on the place of Beni Necha where Yitzvon Shel Rosh is going. U'mishum l'cha l'os v'lo l'cherim l'os. Let go of Tzvilin Shel Rosh. There's no problem by Tzvilin Shel Rosh that it can't be, you know, open and exposed and on top of something else, because that's the din of the shell. Yeah. The behud, because by Tzvilin Shel Rosh, k'siv ra'u kalamei aretz, k'shem Hashem nikra alecha. But it doesn't look good. People are going to see that you have your tefillin on top of a, you know, what looks like a headband. So you should sort of cover it with your talis so that as to not draw attention and have people think negatively of you. The whole bicep has a wound and he can't put the tefillin directly on his bicep. He could put the tefillin on the bandage on the bicep. If he can't do it any other way, but he should not make a bracha. The opinion of most poskim is that chatzitza is poselis. It's not just the din in lechala os v'lo lachem os. There's a problem with chatzitza, like the Shulchan Aruch paskin from the Rosh. So in this case, he's putting on the shell yad only to fulfill the, you know, the Ravcha the Milsa, so that maybe he's yotze according to the Rashba, but he's not really yotze, so he shouldn't make a bracha. But, so then, it's like he's only putting on the shel rosh. If you only put on the shel rosh, Ashkenaz and make two brachas. Like we saw. Ach, yilbosh ha'tfilin sheyad milamala beged acher, kedei lechasosam. So here, you have to put another beged on top of the shel yad. You have bandage, tfilin, beged, to cover it up, because of lechal os v'lo lacherim os. Lo aksibu v'ayu lechal os, v'darashim lechal os, v'lo lacherim os. Then he said, "Vidavka aritiyah." That's only on a bandage. Valiach tefillin al chaluka, but tamamish puts tefillin on your on a shirt sleeve. Yeshayim the aser. I feel be yesh lamaka. So there, even if he has a maka, we're not going to allow that. I feel yilvosh la beged acher. It's still going to. We're not going to allow that at all. What's the chiluk? I'm not sure. Maybe it's in what it looks like.
He doesn't have to.
Meaning, because we hold you're not really Yotze anyway. So, you're Yotze a Rashba, or a possible Rashba, or the Ran's understanding of a Suffolk and a Rashba. So, but to do something that is going to really draw everyone's attention, and people are going to start putting it on the winter, everyone's going to start putting tefillin, that's how I understand that. I don't know. People are going to start wearing tefillin on top of the sleeves. Okay, again. Start again from Sif Hei. Adam Shu Alulin Izilot, he has a problem with things oozing out of his head, and if he's going to be required to wear the tefillin shalrosh al besaro directly, and he said lo yanichen klal, he's not going to wear it at all. So yesh lahatilo lanichan tefillin shalrosh al kova dak hasamach larosh. So put on this kova dak, not a thick kova, but a very thin kova, or some other sort of bandage to cover the head, to protect the head, but he should cover it minei haroin because it doesn't look good. But if you put on the shalrosh like that, you shouldn't make a bracha. Okay? Because again, it's only according to the Rashba. Now the Mechaber didn't need to say that, because the Mechaber says you never make a bracha on the shalrosh. It's only the Ramos writing for Ashkenazim. We make a bracha every time we put on shalrosh. If someone were to put on the shalrosh in such a fashion, which be'etzem, according to almost all the poskim, you're not Yotzei, just according to the Rashba, possibly you are. Okay, so do it, because maybe you get credit according to the Rashba, but you're not going to make a bracha in such a case. Okay, that's what the Mishnah explains Sifkat L'Chaf, that the bracha on the Shal Yad anyway is going on the Shal Rosh, and you're just following the Shita of HaMachaber, that one bracha is good enough for the Shal Yad and for the Shal Rosh. Now, in terms of just a few other issues here, what about a cast? So I saw Machlokas HaPoskim, a cast which is very thick, and his mom, you know, the person's got a cast all the way up to the shoulder, so some Poskim say put the tefillin on the cast, and it's better to cover it. You're not going to make a bracha, obviously. Other posts can say, you're wasting your time, it's mamish, no point. A cast, which is, you know, if you have a bandage, you could feel the tefillin one thing, but a big, fat, thick cast, there's no point at all. So that's a machlokas poskim. And the other thing that comes out of here is, like, how important is it to cover the shel yad in general? So there's a Gemara, I think we quoted it yesterday. The Gemara is like this strange Gemara. The Gemara says that there was an Amora sitting, and he had some sort of problem, and he had a torn shirt. So his shirt sleeve was covering his shel yad. But it was torn, so you could see the shel yad through the shirt sleeve. Another Amora comes over and says, what are you doing? You're violating the drasha. L'chol o'os lo l'cherim o'os. Other people not allowed to see your shel yad, you have to cover it. And he said, nah, that's not the pshat. What's the pshat? The pshat is that you might think that you put the tefillin on your yad mamish. No, l'chol o'os means I'm putting it in the private part of my arm, which is the upper of the bicep, which is not supposed to be a public part of my body. But it's not telling me that it has to be covered. It's talking about placement, not talking about actually seeing it. Nonetheless, you see from this Rashi and Tosfos, it sounds like it's a din in not seeing it. And the Mishnah Berurah said here a couple of times, let's cover it so they don't see it. So this is really discussed at the end of the Simen. And here the Ramah says, By Shel Yad, you don't have to worry if it's covered or uncovered. And the Mishmurah says, it's better. Now, I was thinking it could be, it's different when a person has a bandage. He's putting the tefillin on top of the bandage, so then he has to cover it. Maybe that's different than a regular case. Because here the Mishnah Berurah just says, okay, the chatchila tov yoter. But here he keeps telling us, cover it, cover it, cover it. Beged achek de lechasosam, doksiv. Like, it sounds like it's a din. So I haven't thought it through 100%, but it would seem like, just like that din with the big day kahuna. Like, if you have a separation between your shel yad and your shel rosh, so then you sort of need something to cover it. But if you don't have that, I know it's not thought through, but it's food for thought. Now, there is an Aruch HaShulchan here who says the following. He brings down that Gemara, and he says, you see from the Gemara that maybe you see from the Gemara Machlokas, but the Gemara seems to like conclude like that. Like the Gemara doesn't build it up into a Machlokas. It just Gemara seems to indicate one person made a mistake and the other person corrected him. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. He thought it has to be covered and he was correct. It doesn't have to be covered. It's not teaching you cover, it's teaching you placement. So the Aruch HaShulchan, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Gemara. And he brings down that you do not need to cover the shell yad at all. But you see the Mishnah Berurah holds that the chatchila you should. Still needs a little bit more Ian over here. Okay, very good.